Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Juma Mubarak to all Muslims worldwide. I wish you all a blessed day, today being Friday. So, today on Entertainment Discussion with Dija, we'll be talking about the Holy Quran. Yes, as you know that the Holy Quran is the sacred book for all Muslims. The Quran is the word of Allah, and it has divine guidance for all Muslims. The laws laid on the Holy Quran are the word of Allah, and by following it, you will attain paradise. Now, revelation of the Quran. The Quran is the last holy scripture from Allah. It contains the word of Allah. The Quran was verbally revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam by Angel Jibril in the holy Islamic month of Ramadan in 609 CE. It was revealed to Prophet Muhammad over 23 years. Muslims believe the Quran is holy scripture that hasn't been altered, unlike other religious scriptures. This ensures the importance of the Quran. The Holy Quran is the everlasting miracle of Allah's last prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Quran is the only guidance you require if you are a believer. Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated in the Holy Quran in Surah to Egypt, verse 9, he stated that Inna nahnu nazalna zikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. Indeed, we have sent down the reminder, and indeed, we of it are surely guidance. Okay. We all know that there are four books. There are other books that have been revealed before the Quran was revealed. Yes, we have the Tawrat by Prophet Musa, Injil, which is also known as the Bible, by Prophet Isa, Zaburat by Prophet Dawud, and then the Quran is the last scripture of Allah, which was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Seven aspects that make the Holy Quran important for Muslims. One, it answers our purpose in life. Yes. Two, it explains the oneness of Allah. Another, this, we have four key beliefs that have been mentioned in the Quran, which are the life and the hereafter, the day of resurrections, the wonders of Allah, and the guidance to humanity by Allah through the prophet. Number three aspect is that we can learn about all the prophecies. The past one, the present one, and the future ones are all laid down in the Quran. Four, the impact it has on our day-to-day lives. Five, it teaches us spiritual, moral, and social values. Yes. Six, all its teaching is solely based on reasoning and thinking. Yes. And the last aspect is that we can understand that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the ideal role model. Yes. Now, how to integrate the Quran into our daily lives? That is the main purpose of this episode. How to integrate the Quran into our daily lives? Because we all that we call ourselves Muslims, some of us don't know the essence of Quran, how to use it. So how do you integrate it into your daily life? One, upon reciting it, you will be relieved of any sorrow. After reciting it, trust me, you will be relieved of any sorrow, irrespective of the surah. Two, reading it daily will safeguard you from all evil. That should be one of the main reasons for you reading your Quran every day. It safeguards you from all evil. Three, it is advisable for believers to recite the Quran after each obligatory prayer for guidance related to everything. Four, recite the Quran with correct tajweed. Yes. 5. As Muslims, we should try our utmost to recite, memorize, and understand the Quran. A lot of Muslims out there don't even know how to recite the Holy Quran. Please, it is never too late. Know how to recite it, memorize it, and understand the Holy Quran. 6. Listen attentively while someone else recites and explains it to you. 7. Make it a habit of reciting the Holy Quran after Fajr prayer. Early in the morning, after Fajr prayer, make it a habit of reciting any chapter in the Holy Quran. Recite it. Even if it is the smallest chapter, Surah Al-Kawthar, make it a habit of reciting it. 8. Teachings of the Quran will help you to always seek the truth. Yes, it will help you to always seek the truth because you have that fear in you. Now, we also have different benefits from the Holy Quran, which I mentioned above. You benefit from the Holy Quran by ensuring that you teach the Holy Quran to the youths, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that whoever teaches their children the Holy Quran, it is as though they have performed 10,000 pilgrimages and 10,000 umrah. Again, you benefit from the Holy Quran by ensuring that you teach the Holy Quran to the youth, because the Prophet stated sallallahu alaihi wasallam that whoever teaches their children the Holy Quran, it is as though they have performed 10,000 pilgrimages and 10,000 umrah. And also, remain focused and listen to the Quran intently. Listen to it very well and understand. Don't just read the Quran, learn to understand. Recite, memorize, and understand what you are actually reading. I pray that our act of ibadah and our prayers and supplications shall be accepted by Allah. May Allah answer all our prayers, our sacrifices, and everything. May Almighty Allah grant us. May Almighty Allah accept our act of ibadah. Amen. Thank you so much. Happy Jumu'ah.